For those who love life, your perfect mid-morning pickup. This is Graham Torrington in the Morning on BBC Radio Bristol.
Another new year, maybe another new year diet for you. So why is the Harcombe diet any different to any other? Well, let's ask Zoe Harcombe. Morning, Zoe.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
No problem at all. So, as I said, another new year diet, maybe for lots of people. But you're saying that stop counting the calories and start losing weight. You actually believe that it causes obesity, maybe?
Yes, I do. I mean, great opening question. What is different about this? 99% of diets are based on the idea that you need to try to get people to eat less and or do more. And it's a false belief based on thermodynamics. We won't go into that in the morning show. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you eat less, you get hungry, you want to eat more. If you do more, you get hungry, you want to eat more. Hunger is at the root of sabotaging almost every diet known to mankind. Mm. Humans just will not tolerate hunger. We are hardwired to overcome hunger. So you have to design a diet that doesn't make people hungry.
Okay. Well, let me give you an example. Yesterday lunchtime, when I finished the show, went up to the BBC Cant here in Bristol. And myself and my producer, we sat there and we had a nice roast lunch. Excellent. And next to us was somebody that had like a pot of God knows what it was. a little bit of just like almost like crackers there. And I'm thinking, this is a freezing cold day.
Absolutely.
Why are you doing that?
So absolutely. You were right. You should have sat there really smugly, actually, because a roast dinner, roast meat and vegetables, fish, eggs, cheese, dairy products, whole grains, you know, real foods in the form that nature delivers them are what we should be eating. Unfortunately, when people go on diets, they make really bad food choices. And the simple reason is that carbs have got about 4 calories per gram, and fats, the real meat and the protein that you've been eating, have got about 9 calories per gram. So people go on a diet, choose carbs, carbs, carbs every single time. And the evidence is overwhelming that the body cannot produce, it cannot lay down fat in the absence of eating carbohydrate. It's just physically impossible. So we're driving down people down the route of eating the very thing that is going to make them fat.
Mm. And the other thing, of course, at the moment is, I mean, it's dreadfully cold, obviously, as we all know. Yes. At the moment. And, you know, a couple of lettuce leaves and a bit of carrot, it's not going to help us.
It's not going to work. No, you want a massive butternut squash curry with brown rice, or, you know, your roast dinner with vegetables or soup and a lovely whole grain granary bread in the Arga. You know, really filling, healthy, natural foods.
Well, when you talk about bread, okay, yeah. I mean, we were often told that, you know, there are certain types of bread that are better than the other, and, you know, slapping on a nice big knob of butter there as well. Is that really good for us?
I wouldn't advise people to mix their fats with their carbs. So if you're going to have whole grain bread, and it's got to be whole grain and not white.
Right.
White flour is so low on nutrition. We also have food manufacturers that are insistent upon putting sugar, dextrose, even treacle, ingredients you wouldn't even recognise. You know, next time you're in a supermarket, check out a bread and try and find one without sugar.
Right.
You know, it's criminal, the hidden sugars that food manufacturers are getting into us. But no, I wouldn't say to people, have butter with bread, because the body wants to use any carb that it sees for energy, and it wants to store fat for later on.
So really, what we're saying is, you know, you're playing carbs here, right?
Yes.
Don't put the extras on here. You know, it's your kind of your sources and all that sort of stuff that kind of doesn't help things. Is that right?
It really is the mixing, actually, because the body will want to store fat for later on if there's any available. You know, the body's very efficient. It will say, let me take the fuel for now and let me store some for later on. It can only store fat if there's something called insulin present. You've only got insulin if you've eaten a carbohydrate.
Mm.
So put butter on your bread, you've created the perfect environment in which to lay down fat, and you just don't want to do that. It's about working cleverly with your body.
Okay. Yesterday, I had my nice roast beef lunch, and I didn't do much physically in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So what about being physical here, Zoe?
I get shot for this one, actually. But the absolute fact of the matter is you can eat in 1 minute, which what will take you about an hour to burn off. So on that simple maths, what you eat is about 50 to 60 times more important than what you try to do. And if you have a muffin, you know, let alone if you've had a burger and chips or something for lunch, if you have any bad foods going in during the day, you've got to be setting aside somewhere around 3 to 5 hours of exercise just to burn off the bad stuff, let alone, you know, any good stuff that you might have eaten during the day.
Well, I certainly didn't do that yesterday.
There just aren't enough hours in the day. You know, it takes 1 minute to not put the muffin in your mouth in the first place.
So what are the rules then, Zoe? What are the rules?
I mean, the number one rule is eat real food. Oranges grow on trees, cartons of orange juice don't.
Right.
Fish swims in the sea, fish fingers don't. That's it. You've now understood what real food is.
Yeah.
Eat food in the form that nature delivers it all the time. None of the white flour, the white sugar, the stuff that's giving you no nutrients. Second top tip will be 3 meals a day. Don't snack, don't graze, don't keep your body storing fat all day long. And then third, if you really want to speed up your weight loss, don't mix even good fats and good carbs. Just keep them separate.
Mm. What about those Christmas chocolates that are hanging around?
Throw them away. It's probably my best tip. if you know someone really skinny who does seem to be able to eat what they want and not put on weight.
And the Christmas cake that's still hanging around?
I mean, how much does it cost? Somebody asked me this the other day. Add it all up. How much does it cost? £10? You know, think about it as if you're giving £10 to your health. Chuck it in the dustbin. Go out and get loads of fruit and veg and meat and fish and eggs and dairy and start enjoying real food. It's better off in the dustbin than your tummy. It really is.
Thank goodness I've cleared all mine up already.
Eaten it all though.
I've eaten these all, but you know, this is from this weekend. You know, I'm buying fresh. That's what
Excellent.
I'm doing for this weekend. The book out at the moment, Stop Counting Calories and Start Losing Weight, is out right now. It's the Harcombe Diet. Zoe Harcombe, thanks very much for joining me on the
show.
Thank you
very much for having me. Thanks a lot.